Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, the place for the people to overcome into holiness, to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. You can listen to us every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:30 with Sunday School and you. Today's lesson is going to be coming from Acts, the 8th chapter, verse, the ministry of the Spirit. The call-in number is area code 646-716-5641. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for this day, God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad. God, we ask that you look on us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we just love you on today, God. Thank you for last night, Jesus, God. And this morning, right, God. God, we thank you for touching us with the thing of love, God. And giving us a mind to come before you, God. And give you the glory and the praise. God, we ask that you look on us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God. Have your way right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you right now, God, that on their beds of affliction, God. God, they're calling on your name, God. We ask that you touch right now, God. Heal in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Send forth your healing virtue, God, from the top of their head, God, to the sole of their feet, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then, God, I want you to touch the minds of your people, God. God, be a mind regulator, God, where there's confusion, God, and they don't know which way to turn, God. God, I pray, God, that you have ordered their steps, God. God, touch their minds and their hearts on today, God. Then, God, I want you to look on situations, God. Intervene, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open doors, God. Hallelujah, that have been shut, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. God, we ask that you look on us, God, as we go into this Sunday school lesson, God. God, I pray that you would give us revelation, knowledge, God, understanding of your word, God. God, help us to be more concerned of your word, God, to apply it in our everyday lives, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you look on your leaders today, God. Those that are holding up the blood stained banner, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch and heal right now, God. God, touch their minds, God, as they lead the flock, God. They lead your people in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we love you on today, God, because you are so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've even been to ourselves, God. We thank you, God, for how you blessed us all last week, God, and you brought us unto this day, God. God, a brand new day, God, a day that we've never seen before, God. God, we ask that you look on us, God, in a special way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, let your Shekinah glory fill on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you right now. Have your way today, God. Have your way today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, God. Thank you right now, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we're just claiming it done in Jesus' name, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now, God. God, we ask that you look on us today, God. Every listener, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will speak to their hearts, God, and to intervene on their behalf, God, with their petition before you, God. God, we pray that you're granted according to your perfect will in the name of Jesus, God. And we just want to say thank God. Amen and amen. Again, this is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. Call in number is area code 646-716-5641. And we just thank you right now for tuning in with Sunday School and You. You can listen to it every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30 Remember, if you know your Bible, then we need to. But if you don't know your Bible, you need to find the school. And we just thank you. Again, today our lesson is coming from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 24. So if you get your Bible, that is where we're going to be, the ministry of the Spirit. The ministry of the Spirit. Again, we're coming from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 24. And we're going to read our scriptures today. Starting with Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 9. It says, "But there was a certain man called Time in the same city, used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was someone, some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, man is the great power of God. And to him they have regard, because of long time he has bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simeon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were in Jerusalem heard that Samaritans and received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, praying for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simeon saw that through laying on the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither pardon nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Perhaps thy fault of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bonds of iniquity. Then answered Simeon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these, amen. We thank God for the reading of his holy word coming from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 24, talking about the ministry of the Spirit. The ministry of the Spirit. Reading from Acts, the 8th chapter, and verses 1 through 17, we were talking about how the beginning of everything started. It started with Simeon. Simeon, he was a sorceress, and he had bewitched the people in Samaria. This was beforehand, before Philip came and preached. It says that Philip married, and he had encountered Simeon, who had before time in the same city used sorcery. And sorceress, he had bewitched the people there in Samaria. But Peter came, and he came to preach the gospel. And when he preached the word, the people received the word of God, and they were saved, to whom they all given heed to, from the least to the greatest, the same, this man is the great power of God. They realized that, you know, that Philip had something different on him than what Simeon had beforehand. So people were able to, like I say, the people was able to receive it. And through the word of God, they were saved. Simeon was, he was among it, also among the people listening to Philip. And what he was sharing with the people of God. It says that after they had received the word of God, you know, and always saying, you know, salvation is wonderful. We need to be saved, but don't just stop there. We need everything that God has for us, and which is the Holy Ghost. And when they had heard that Philip had, you know, had been preaching in Samaria, and people had received the word of the Lord, and they had began to commit their lives to God. Peter and John had heard of this, and they was coming to Samaria. So that they can also receive the Holy Ghost. Now, this was back in the Bible days, but now, you know, we can not only be saved, we can receive the Holy Ghost as well at the same time. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for the word going forth. Amen. Praise God. Because first we have to have the word of God in us to receive salvation. Come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And then you can be able to receive the Holy Ghost to give a keeper. Amen. Praise God. The foundation of the word of God has been laid forth, and now Peter and Peter and John are able to go in and take the people of God that a little higher in their faith, amen, so that they can receive the Holy Ghost. So when they came, they laid hands on the people, and they began to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. And Simeon, he began to see this miracle being performed among the people, and he wanted what Peter and John, hey. So he asked them, you know, that could he purchase it with money, because he wanted to. Simeon didn't have the right heart. He wanted to use it for money making. And we have to be very, very careful, amen, especially in these last evil days concerning the ministry of the Spirit. Because gifts and calling come without repentance, and a lot of people they have the gifts and the calling, but they're not, their heart is not right. They're doing it for money gain, amen, to make profit. But God is not sending forth his anointing for money purposes, amen. It's for the kingdom building of his people, amen, to receive salvation, to receive the Spirit of God down on the inside, which is able to keep them until the time when God is ready to come back, amen, to receive his own. But Simeon wanted that power, and he wanted it so bad that he wanted to pay for it. And as we look back in this day and time, amen, people want that power. They want that anointing because they want the mega church, amen. They want the people to follow them, amen, praise God. And they want that that fame, amen. They want their fortune, amen, praise God, amen. But they're building their own kingdom, and that is not what God is. God wants true worshipers, true believers in him that are moving by the anointing of God. God gets all the glory, and he gets all the praise and all the honor. Amen, because without God, we are nothing. We can't do anything. Amen, praise God. It takes him, amen, praise God, to make things happen. Amen, praise God. He is our source. Amen, praise God. And we just thank him, amen, praise God, for that. This is a very good lesson. It talks about the ministry of, and in these last and evil days, we need to realize, amen, praise God, what's true and what's false, amen, praise God. But the Bible let us know in Acts 8 and 22, it says, repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God that perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Amen, praise God. So if Europe has the wrong purpose and the wrong motive and your heart is not right, misusing the gift that God has given you, and so that you can be able to be saved, amen, and to be able to receive your heavenly goal, amen, praise God. And that's what we desire to go when Jesus come back, is to be in heaven, amen. There are so many gifts that have divine, speaking in tongues. It's just a lot of things that are out there, praise God. And we need to make sure that we are in connected to know whether or not this is a true or a false ministry that is going about. Amen, praise God. You will know, amen, because God doesn't have any strings attached. Amen. That's the thing that I love to measure. Amen, praise God. And you don't have to put $100 in $100 line and put money and somebody's hand in order for you to receive a word from the Lord. Amen. Salvation is free. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't cost you anything but to give your life totally to the Lord. Amen. And your life belongs to God anyway. It don't belong to you. Amen. So you're in a win-win situation. Praise God. So get on board. Amen. Get on board with kingdom building. Amen, and know that God has great things in store for us. Amen, praise God, and we continue to walk in his perfect will and the Spirit of the Lord leading and guiding us, directing us in our everyday life. Amen, praise God. This is a very beautiful lesson. Again, we're talking about the ministry of the Spirit. Amen, praise God. We know that Philip came there and he preached the word of God in Samaria, and the people of God received the word of the Lord. Amen, praise God. And we know that Simeon,
he was a sorcerer. He performed witchcraft beforehand for the people. And God broke up the ground, amen, and sent Philip in there to restore, amen, praise God, the true and the living God through the word of the Lord. And Peter and John, they came to that they may receive the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God. And it's very important that you have the Holy Ghost, because that is a keeper, amen, that is a spirit of God that dwells on the inside, that is able to lead and guide and instruct you in which way to go, amen, praise God. The Holy Spirit was given to the people of Samaria by the laying of the hands by the apostles, amen, praise God. Right now, we can, like I said, in this day and time, we can be saved, and then we can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. God can do just that at the same time. Amen. Praise God. But you first have to receive and have salvation in your life. Amen. The sin that Simeon had committed was that he wanted to buy the power of God, amen, so that he can be able to use it for his fame and his glory and his fortune, amen, praise God. And it's a lot to be learned from this lesson. We can't really go into a deeper depth of it, but I do encourage you to read the word of God, amen, and pray that God will give you revelation knowledge to understand more of what's going on in the word of the God. Amen. Again, the title today was Ministry of the Spirit, verses 9 through 24. Amen. Praise God. We need to understand how that we can receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a power of God. It's a power of God. Amen. That comes to lead and to guide us and to open up our understanding, amen, and it's a keeper, amen, praise God, amen. We just thank God, amen, for the three men of God that was in this a particular lesson, Philip and Peter and John, amen, praise God, amen, that were able to come into Samaria and bring about a change, amen, praise God, and we can be Philip, Peter, and John today, amen. We can bring about a change, amen, through the word of the Lord, amen, as we begin to minister to the people of God, to share the good news, amen, and let them know that Jesus is alive and well, amen. God is alive and well, and the Spirit of God, it does dwell in us in each and every day of our lives, amen, praise God, and we can receive it. Amen. Praise God through God's word. Amen. The Spirit is brings forth a conviction. Amen. Amen. We must be convicted of our sins. Amen. Our hearts must be pricked. Amen. Praise God. So that the change on the inside can be manifested on the outside. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. For God being God, amen, a God of love, amen, a God that is concerned about his people, especially in these last people days. We need God more today than we did on yesterday, amen, praise God, and we need the Holy Spirit to work within us, amen, to give us things that are not of God, amen, praise God, so that we don't fall and trapped into something that is not of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our goal is to reach heaven. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is our goal. Amen. And we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Through the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for those that are out there ministering, those that are preaching, teaching, reaching, amen, praise God, singing, prophesying, and all those gifts, amen, praise God, of laying on hands. We thank God for all the true worshipers, the true ministers that are out there doing the work that God has called for these last, or in the ministry, amen, praise God. And we just pray that you will continue to be led by the Spirit of God, amen, concerning God's people, amen, so that we can be blessed, amen, praise God. And we just thank God, amen, on today, and we're going to pray. We're going to pray, amen, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word on today. God, we thank you for your Spirit, God. We thank you for salvation today, God. God, we pray that you would send forth a conviction down on the inside, God, that you will save the unsaved, God, and that you will feel the unfeel in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you right now, God. God, we ask that you look on them in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we even ask that you look on those that are false people, God. God, that you will cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they would not deceive the people of God. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We ask that you, that we will look on your leaders, God, that are lifting up your name, God, that are going forth before your people, God. God, we ask that you bless their congregation, God, those that are following them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to have your way on today, God, and bless your people and be healed and such. Deliver and set free. Remember, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it but get over it. We ask that you tune in next Sunday. Amen. As we go another step farther in Sunday school in you. Amen. Praise God. Our lesson on next week, which will be a dynamic new witness. Amen. Coming from Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 18 through 31. Looking forward to you tuning in at 8 a.m. The call in number is area code 646-716-5641. Remember, share it with a friend and tell them to listen in as we go higher in the spirit and the anointing of God. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.